Support for KNKX comes from Portage Bay Cafe, offering local organic and sustainable food in South Lake Union, Ballard, Roosevelt near the UW, and on 65th, featuring a new lunch menu, including a South Pacific chicken wrap made with Mary's Farm organic chicken. Now taking reservations online at PortageBayCafe.com.
Pianist Larry Fuller is here, raised in the Midwest, now based in New York City. Larry has a good deal of history in the Seattle area. One of his first breaks was working with Seattle's great jazz singer Ernestine Anderson in the late 80s, early 90s, as Paul just said. Then he was back in town after his work with the legendary bass player Ray Brown around the turn of the century. Most recently, he worked with the John Pizzarelli Trio, nearly a decade with that band, and now seems to be settling in as a respected band leader in his own right, with George DeLancey on bass and Jason Tiemann behind the drums. Please help me welcome the Larry Fuller Trio.
Thank you.
The Larry Fuller Trio live on 88.5 KNKX. George Delancey at the bass, Jason Tiemann on the drums. Larry, great to have you back in town.
Thank you.
I want a little background on Larry Fuller. You grew up in Toledo, Ohio, and one of your first mentors when you were still pretty young was a sax player named Floyd Candy Johnson that probably a lot of folks around Seattle haven't heard of. What was that relationship like?
Oh, that was fantastic. I was like in middle school, and he was this great tenor player. He played like real blues-oriented. You know, he was with Bill Doggett.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I think he did a couple of short stints with like the Basie band, and I think he played with the Ellington band a few times as well. But he was just a real, you know, powerhouse, like Texas tenor style saxophone player, you know. And he had this program in the public schools where I was from, where he'd take kids from different schools and assembled this band called, I was, you know, Toledo, Ohio. It was called the Toledo All-City Jazz Ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great experience. And then, like, when I was, like, 14 years old, he started taking me on, you know, professional gigs with him. So that was awesome.
That's pretty great. Now, I first heard Larry Fuller's name when you got to Seattle to play with Ernestine Anderson. It was like the late 80s, 88, 89, somewhere around there. Can you tell us what your memories are of first arriving in this little fishing village? Must have seemed a million miles from the jazz center of the world.
Yeah, I was just impressed at how beautiful it was, you know, and but also you know, it was kind of an adjustment getting used to the difference in the weather and all the rain, you know, for one thing. But I think the first gig I did with her was at the Red Lion over in Bellevue,
wow.
You know, and I was just staying over there the other night at this. I have a friend who runs the Marriott over there, and I saw that hotel, and it just made me remember, you know, that was my first gig with her. I don't know what it was, some corporate event or something like that, but... Yeah.
Now, Ernestine's one of many jazz giants with whom you've peppered your career. Can you tell us what you think some of the great things are about being a sideman, about not being the one in the spotlight, but carrying the load?
Well, in some ways, of course, it's a lot easier when you're not, you know, you don't have to deal with all the responsibilities of being a leader. But also watching like a veteran artist like her or Ray Brown and how they present their music and how they work an audience. And you know, I think a lot of the younger generation of musicians kind of just play to themselves. But, you know, there was some real entertainment value along with excellent music with artists like Ernestine or even Ray Brown. So that, and also just always being consistent, you know, like, traveling with Ray even at his age, no matter how tired he was or what kind of travel day we had, he was just on fire the minute he, you know, picked up the bass and started playing.
I'll go through a few of the relationships you've had musically. If you could tell me what you learned from that relationship. We'll start with Ernestine Anderson. What'd you pick up working with Miss Ernestine?
You know, first of all, just playing the blues.
Yeah, there you go.
She was all about singing the blues and just really, you know, again, you know, entertaining a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And also I learned with her how to adapt to playing with different musicians, because when I worked with her, we... I just traveled with her, and she would pick up a bass player and drummer in whatever city. So
right.
That was like my first opportunity to work with the great drummer Jeff Hamilton, was like on one of her gigs down in California, you know. So that I had to learn how to kind of like rehearse the guys and, you know, put on a show with basically being her musical director as
right.
well as her accompanist.
Now, you ended up working with Jeff Hamilton in his trio for a while. What'd you pick up from the rhythm man?
I would say just maintaining consistency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every time you go on the bandstand to play, and intensity from the moment you, and intensity and focus, you know, that was the first... organized trio I traveled with. So, you know, just getting all that stuff together remembering a lot of repertoire, you know, no music on the bandstand and that kind of stuff.
Now, that led to your work with the great bass man Ray Brown. Probably just about anybody, any drummer, piano's dream come true to play with Ray. What'd you pick up working with him?
Some of those same things I learned with Jeff, because Jeff was kind of out of, you know, he was Ray's drummer for so many years. But I think I also learned just watching Ray how he led the band, you know, and how he could diffuse things. If he sensed there was some, you know, little issues going on with somebody was having a bad day from traveling or whatever, he just had this natural way of making a joke or something and kind of like, you know, boosting the morale again in the band. And but also the entertainment value again of working with somebody like Ray. He played great swinging music, but it was accessible to an audience, you know.
And finally, you spent nearly a decade with John Pizzarelli, who's actually going to be in town soon up the Edmonds Center for the Arts. Boy, talk about born entertainers. What'd you pick up working with John Pizzarelli?
Yeah, well, John is another artist on a different level when it comes to, you know, I often thought John could just go up and on stage and do a half an hour without even picking up his guitar or singing. He's just got a whole act that he does, you know. He's like a comedian who happens to be also a guitarist and singer, you know. So working with him was, we worked a lot of different venues that you wouldn't work with a jazz group. Worked places like the Carlisle Hotel in New York, these cabaret rooms, and also like pops concerts with symphonies.
What have you got for us next, Larry?
I think we're going to play this beautiful bossa nova that I like. It's called Bossa Nova do Marilla that I just originally heard Milt Jackson play.
Great. Yeah. Larry Fuller Trio, George Delancey bass, Jason Tiemann at the drums, live on 88.5. Thank you. Very nice. The Larry Fuller Trio live on 88.5 KNKX. George Delancey at the bass and Jason Tiemann on drums. Two records out. I want to talk about those, but let's start with any future plans. You've got a new record in mind?
Yeah, I don't really have a concept per se, but I'm really happy to be with Tom Burns, that who has Capri Records, and he has me kind of on the label now and an open invitation to record. So I'm gathering some material and... Yeah.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to your next one. I wanted to talk about your first record, which was a long story, I suppose. It was recorded in 1998 with Ray Brown and Jeff Hamilton, and it finally came out years later on Seattle's own Pony Boy Records as Easy Walker, I think 7 years later. What was the story behind that record?
Well, I had already played a little bit with Ray. I wasn't in his trio, but I was in Jeff's trio at the time, Jeff Hamilton's mm-hmm. trio, and I had subbed for Jeff Keyser on a tour with Ray. So I wanted to do a recording, and I kind of mustered up the courage to ask Ray, and he agreed to record with me. So, we did it down in Los Angeles. And then, as is kind of typical in the jazz world, you sometimes do a recording and you have it in the can, but the next step is to try to shop it around and find a label for it. So I eventually asked Ray if he had any ideas, and he had a Japanese label that he got me hooked up with, and they released the record. Funny story with that is, though, that they didn't consult with me on the artwork or anything, and by the time it was released, I had just joined Ray's trio in 2000, and we go over to Japan, and they released the record, and
pretty
I
exciting.
Look at it, and I'm like, I'm just shocked, the cover they made. They used the title Easy Walker, which was one of the songs that I had recorded, a Billy Taylor song. And so to kind of jive with Easy Walker, they had a naked picture of a woman from the waist down walking like in stride, like Easy Walker, I guess, was their idea. And, Ray saw this and he just thought this was like the most, it really wasn't that bad, really. It was just kind of more cheesy looking than anything. But Ray just almost like thought it was vulgar or something, and he said to the guy, he says, I've been on 3,000 records and nobody ever put anybody's naked behind on my records. And his voice would go way high, almost like a little girl when he got excited, And he said, he's got to take this home to his family. The guy just wanted to crawl under the table. That label, they never did release it in the States. So I finally talked them into letting me release it, and I ended up just having my good friend here in Seattle, Greg Williamson, put it out, and he did a good job with it for me.
I got to tell you, the collector in me is going to want to track down that Japanese cover.
It still comes up if you Google.
Yeah. Now, your Larry Fuller self-titled album with the trio came out about 3 years ago. Does this now feel like this is the transition into Larry Fuller, the full-time band leader?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I still like we all do. I love playing as a sideman with different artists, and mixing it up. But I'm enjoying trying to work as much as I can with. I like the creative freedom when you're the leader of and of course when you play piano, trio is the ultimate format. So it's exciting and fun to lead my own trio.
Well, for a guy who's played with Ray Brown and Jeff Hamilton, you've got a fantastic trio with you today. George Delancey at the bass and Jason Tiemann behind the drum kit. Let's hear another song from the Larry Fuller Trio.
All right.